When all of a sudden,
a vehicle drove into the east side of the building. The vehicle struck multiple persons outside of the building before continuing through the building and exiting out on the west side of the structure.
Chatham Deputy Police Chief Scott Tarter telling WICS-TV that four people ranging in age from 4 to 18 years were killed in a horrific incident that was not targeted, although it does remain the subject of an ongoing police investigation. And watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 276 points, the NASDAQ trading 51 points higher, the S&P better by 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A murdered Maryland parole agent will be among those honored during this year's Fallen Heroes Day observance at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. Agent David Martinez was killed last year during a monthly check-in with a violent sex offender in Chevy Chase. Martinez's death marked the first time a Maryland parole agent died in the line of duty. The 40th annual Fallen Heroes Day observance will be held at 1 p.m. Friday to honor Maryland police, firefighters, and emergency medical personnel who have died in the line of duty. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers were called to the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a ShotSpotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. The victim was transported to an area hospital where he's listed in stable condition. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Battered and bruised from a 1-5 road trip, the Birds came back to Camden Yards last night to play the Yanks. Ryan O'Hearn welcomed them in.
Runners aboard at first and second.
O'Hearn to deep right field, down the line. It's out of here. Oh, what a big swing. A swing the Orioles have been searching for a week. And it comes off the bat of Ryan O'Hearn.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The three-run shot gave Baltimore a 4-0 lead early. Tomo Sugano and Felix Bautista made it stand, closed it out. Orioles prevail 4-3. After the shot, Hot Mike in the dugout capturing O'Hearn's celebratory language, prompting this from the lefty slugger in the postgame.
I want to start by apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a Hot Mike in the dugout there, and, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Full audio available on X, as I'm sure you can imagine. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a busy weekend in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is a dry day and a warm day, 84 today. More sunshine tomorrow, 82. Thursday, slight chance of a thundershower, 78 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 70 degrees in Bel Air, 69 in Halethorpe, and 69 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy 100 days of President Trump to all those that celebrate. I got to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? All right, we've had a great conversation thus far. We were talking about the drive-by shooting in Federal Hill on Sunday. We were talking about the 16 teenagers that were arrested over the weekend in Baltimore. We were talking to Glenn Gilhar. He is the District 8 candidate running for the House of Delegates. And he's headed over to Baltimore County right now because they're having a big meeting to talk about the bag ban and that tax that comes along with the bag ban. And apparently Julian Jones and friends, they're trying to take some of that money that you're paying to those retail shops for that bag. They're trying to take a percentage of that money to send it over to some nonprofit organizations, community organizations, and also on here, individuals. I still don't understand how that works. So myself as Kim Klasick, can I go can I go and tell? Because it said they have to be, let me read it verbatim. They have to be expenditures from fund, recognized by the county. It was Kim Klasick. Am I recognized by the county? No, I'm not. Can I go over there and say, hey, I'm Kim Klasick, and I ran for office here, and I want to make sure that I get a piece of that bag ban tax? Yeah, I promise to do something good for the environment. Like, you know, when I go... You know what? When I go boating around Harper's, Hart Island or all those other areas, when I go, I will go slower. You know, I'll go down to 6 knots the whole way through, and I will make sure that there are less emissions in the air. What if I do that? Can an individual do that? You see, this part of it, that doesn't make any sense. Well, anyways, if you want to testify, you still have time to sign up. Just go to the Baltimore County Government website. There's a link there where you can sign up to testify and say that you don't want some of this money going to these organizations like the Sierra Club, by the way. And that's the same Sierra Club that pushed to have the plants closed around the state, which they did a good job at doing. But you don't want the money to go towards that. And as Glenn Gilhar pointed out, what's going to happen is you're going to have these retail shops, they're going to up the ante. They're going to charge you even more for these bags. And I guarantee you that's how they're going to do if they're going to have to put for every 2 cents into this pot that now goes to these environmental groups or individuals. Again, don't know how that works. Well, anyways, that was a great conversation. And don't forget, if you ever miss any parts of the show, you can go to WCBM.com and the podcast is archived there. And now that we're on Apple Music, I guess, Apple Podcast. And tune in and all these other podcast platforms. There's links there on the site, too, where if that's easier for you to listen there, you can do that as well. And also, don't forget to share the show with some of your friends and family, especially those that hate me. I'm sure they would love to hear me more. I'm sure they would love it. Well, anyways, I wanted to get to President Trump's first 100 days. But real quick, yesterday we were talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the fact that the media, the mainstream media journalists, they were there. Pretty much complaining that the Biden administration was holding back a lot of information about Biden's mental stability. And apparently these journalists believe that there are no investigative journalists there in D.C. And so when it came time to try to find out whether or not he was mentally capable, even though you could look at anything that he has said publicly and knew that there was something wrong, those journalists, quote unquote, they're saying that they had no idea and that they were being lied to, just like the American people, and they trusted that the White House was giving them correct information. So they decided not to do any journalism of their own, and they just went with what the White House and the DNC was telling them, right? That's what they said. Well, Chuck Todd, believe it or not, Chuck Todd, he's not too happy about the fact that these mainstream media pundits and journalists said all of this. And I wanted you to hear what he had to say on his podcast. Take a listen.
This is not a media failure. This is a failure of the Democratic Party. And I just sort of the virtue signaling that some people have done to try to say that the media missed this story. They didn't miss this story. Sure. David Ignatius wrote, I just refuse to accept this stupid premise because it's a right-wing manufactured right-wing premise in order to stain the media. The media's got plenty of things to attack them for, and there are MSNBC and CNN and pundits that absolutely carried water for Joe Biden, but that they're not journalists. They're former strategists that carried water for Joe Biden. The journalist, David Ignatius, wrote a very high-profile column in October of 23 saying, is he really running again? This doesn't seem like a good idea. People like me were promoting Dean Phillips' campaign because he was running
Wall Street Journal that did made a bunch of coverage. Sense.
So, it's not like this. This isn't WMDs, where the White House worked with the mainstream media to manufacture a story that did not exist. That was a press failure, massive press failure. This was not that failure. This is an attempt by some to virtue signal, and it's this horrible sort of pitting different news organizations against each other when ultimately the people at fault are Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Jill Biden, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, every elected member of Congress.
All right. Now it's Chuck Todd on his podcast. Chuck Todd was not happy, as you can hear there. Because he's saying, I did call out Joe Biden. I did say that he wasn't mentally stable. I did say he wasn't capable of continuing to run. You know, I don't know whether or not Chuck Todd was sounding the alarm. But if that was the case, Chuck, why didn't you take time to call out some of your colleagues here at CNN and all these other networks that you just listed? Why do you call them out and say, no, this can't be true? This can't be true. I need you guys to look into some of these things further. Because even if you watch CNN for a minute, you know, I went on and did my debut. They haven't called back, by the way. They have not called back since I went on Abby Phillips' show. I wonder why that is. They didn't call back. Well, anyways, I went on that show, but I've been watching that show for quite some time because my friend, who I've had on this show, Shermichael Singleton and Scott Jennings, they're on all the time, doing a fantastic job on the panel. And they were calling it out time and time again. And you had the Democrats on those panels saying, no, 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 Joe is just fine. Remember Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary? She would say, those are just gaffes. He's fine, right? Obama was leading him off a stage at a fundraiser that George Clooney was hosting. Then they said, oh, no, that's just a deep fake. Isn't that what they call it? That he wasn't really leading him off the stage. Joe Biden could walk just fine. He was falling all over the place. He was falling while walking up the stairs to Air Force One. The whole thing was a mess. It was a disaster. So was Chuck Todd calling it out? If he was, he wasn't loud enough, number one. But I do think Chuck is correct because now you've got these individuals at this White House Correspondents' Dinner. Those individuals are now not really welcomed in the White House press briefing room. Remember, they're now doing like, you know, podcasters and things like that. There are some that are there with the press that are there, but not a ton. There's not a ton of seats like there were before. So I think when you had those mainstream media guys getting up there at the dinner and making these speeches saying that, oh, no, it was the Biden administration that lied to us and da, da, da. No, you got your marching orders from the DNC. You carried the water from the DNC and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and all these other individuals. And now you're upset about it. And you're upset the fact that even though Trump has been calling you guys out from day one as being fake news, and you proved yourself to be, in fact, fake news. You were fake news for 4 years. Fake news. You did not want anybody to know that Joe Biden had no business in the Oval Office. And there are also the fake news media that went, beyond to make sure that Joe Biden was elected in 2020 in the first place. Now, I still don't believe it was a fair and square election, but I'm not going to get off onto that tangent. But they went above and beyond to make sure that he got in over other candidates. Like, remember Kamala Harris? She ran in 2020. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he ran in 2020. There was a large amount of people. Tulsi Gabbard was on that stage debating in 2020. And they doubled down with Joe Biden. They doubled down with this guy, even though they kept saying he was making gaffes, quote unquote, even before he was elected. So the whole thing is a mess. And I understand why Chuck Todd is like saying, no, 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 that was just the pundits that weren't, you know, being truthful. But Chuck, I'm telling you right now, it's not just the pundits. Some of your colleagues at ABC weren't calling people out. Like the guy, you know, the guy that I can't pronounce his last name, George Stephanopoulos, whatever. The Greek guy. And so I just, you know, I understand why Chuck is upset. But if Chuck is really, you know, if you have anything to say about this, I want you to take a turn to your left and look at your colleagues and have this conversation with them. And then I want you to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe I should have done more. Maybe I should have done more. Because, yes, a lot of people do not trust mainstream media, and a lot of us really never have and have not for quite some time. Well, anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. So Chuck Todd's upset about what was said at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know if you really care. You probably don't even care. What you care about, I hope, is the fact that Trump is celebrating his first 100 days. And that is the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with Trump's first 100 days? If you want to weigh in on this, I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. So far on the poll, oh, look at you. A lot of you weighed in. 94% of you say yes. 6% of you say no. Interesting. Interesting. Some of you are not impressed. Look, there are Republicans out there that are not happy about the tariffs. That's a fact. That's a fact. There are some that are not happy about the tariffs, and they believe that he's being way too unpredictable with all of this. It's a lot of up and a lot of down, and they're not excited about it. And so right now, again, 94% of you say, yes, you're excited about his first 100 days. We did talk about the fact that 150,000 plus illegals have been deported in these first 100 days. I mentioned earlier we have the number of federal employees that have been fired in Trump's first 100 days, 121,000. That's the number from the administration. 121,000 federal employees have been fired. Now, this does not include the number of federal employees that accepted the buyout. Okay, so apparently that is different. That is separate. And they don't have that number up as of yet. So you got the 121,000 that were fired, like straight up fired. And then you've got some that did resign. You've got some that chose to buy out, but they don't have that number available as of yet. But you know what? They're doing the celebration today. Hopefully we'll get that number here shortly so I can share it with you. I am happy to report, because I told you guys how I grew up in PG County, and I have a lot of friends that work for the federal government. I'm happy to report none of my friends have been fired. I was shocked because I could have sworn my best friend wasn't doing anything all day. I really did, okay? Because she texts me all the time, and I'm just thinking, like, how are you texting me? How are you texting me? But no, none of my friends have been fired. So believe it or not, I have friends that just still do not regret voting for President Trump, even though they're federal employees. And a couple of my friends said, look, we know that we were important and our jobs are important. So we were not going to be fired. And so, you know, I'm happy my friends were able to keep their jobs, because I was questioning their work ethic. You know, I really was. I got Bill in Ellicott City. Bill, how do you feel about Trump's first 100 days?
Well, while, thank you for taking my call. While I support a lot of his policies, I'm afraid that I have a vehement disagree on the way that he is approaching the tariff problem. I think this is leading to global chaos in the financial markets. And not only that, you know, he's managed to anger most of the countries, like Canada, one of our staunchest allies, that could very easily have been our allies in confronting China. But he attacks everybody at the same time. This is not the way to go about it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you do disagree with the tariffs. And I did say, because, Bill, you're not the only one in that boat. There are a lot of people that feel the same way. I guess if you're looking at other things that he's done in the first 100 days, like even some of the executive orders, is there anything that you do love that he's done thus far?
Well, I agree with the immigration policy. You know, I think we've been too lax on that front for a long time. But, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And, you know, when you start deporting, you know, people that without a fair hearing, I'm not sure that that's the way to go about this either. And look, you know, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I didn't vote for President Biden. I'm an independent, and I wrote in Nikki Haley, who I thought would have done a great job. There's a lot of things that I support Donald Trump on. I also have to vehemently disagree with Trump on his treatment of Ukraine and Zelensky. For some reason, he's turned on Zelensky and made him the enemy. In case we're not too clear about this, it was the Russians that invaded Ukraine, not the Ukrainians who invaded Russia.
I see. Well, Bill, I don't think you're in that boat alone. I think there are a lot of people that agree with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. All right, we get back again. If you want to weigh in on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. How do you believe Trump did in his first 100 days? You know, Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together. And they are making sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, I want you to look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700. You can also go to jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
As a mom, I want my kids' lives to be filled with joy and possibility. And I want that for every kid. That's why I support No Kid Hungry. They work in schools and communities to make sure every kid gets the healthy meals they need. Please join me in supporting No Kid Hungry for all kids.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about President Trump's first 100 days in office. So far, the majority of you say that he's doing a good job. Real quick, if you want to know where I stand, and maybe you don't care where I stand, that's fine, I understand. But I just wanted to let you know, I think Trump is doing a good job. I'm not excited about Congress. And I will tell you, I just saw Speaker Mike Johnson on, Newsmax 2, and they were having a press conference about Trump's first 100 days. Like, why is Congress standing around talking about President Trump's first 100 days? Get back to work, okay? You just got back in the office yesterday, and we have work for you guys to do, Mike Johnson. This is the part that I don't like. Trump's 100 days, I'm fine with. Congress, not fine. Not fine. I don't know what they're doing right now. I see a lot of them, you know, running for office everywhere, and that's fine. But you do have a job to do. You do. And so I need you to focus on this job. I don't need you sitting around talking about Trump's 100 days. What about your 100 days? Should we talk about that? Mike Johnson, should we talk about that? It's a bit frustrating. I got Keith in Sabrina Park. Keith, how do you feel about Trump's first 100 days?
Overall, good, but I mean, I would say DOGE has been a good start. Immigration, I agree with Mike, a lot of the points Mike made earlier. Immigration, you got to get rid of the gangs, you know, the real, and the criminals. You have federal judges who are putting in nationwide injunctions, got to work through that, but the media is going to attack you on it. You got to be prudent about it. Tariffs, at the end, so I'm an economics major. Tariffs are a tax, and realistically, The 1977 law about national emergency, he's opening himself to criticism by stretching that. Congress should be approving tax. A tax cut should come out of the House of Representatives, not just by executive order. And I think, look, I voted for him for 3 times. I'm from the New York area. Sometimes he's Doofus Donald, all right? Give him a nickname. Why go after Canada when you could have had a conservative leader there? You attack Canada, you rile up the Canadians. You could have had a conservative ally to work with instead of Mark Carney. That was unnecessary, unforced errors. You were creating uncertainty in markets. Focus on China, intellectual property rights, and their abuses. That's the big nugget. That's we need Japan and South Korea in our corner there. You can deal with Canadian agricultural products and stuff like that at a later date, which we should address, but he was too much of a shotgun approach. Maybe he's trying to get a lot done because he's got the midterms in 18 months, but it created some uncertainty there. I think, yes, you should shrink the Department of Education, so I'm happy with that. You need to make government more efficient. We're borrowing $1.5 trillion a year. We can't do that anymore. We've got to find ways to cut back to pre-COVID spending.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's trying to tackle a lot, and I think sometimes it can be a little scattered.
Yeah, a lot of great points. A lot of great points there, Keith. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. A lot of great points there. I'll also throw in the continuing resolution. I remember not everybody was excited that it was not going to change much. And we wanted to see more come out of Doge. Doge has been great. But, you know, some of the things that Doge was, basically told the public about, we were told that we weren't going to really be able to save on those items until the next workaround when it comes to the budget. I did not like that. I do remember I do not like that. Real quick, as I mentioned, Stephen Miller, he's been holding some gaggles outside of the White House talking to the press about illegal immigration. Take a listen.
Is it the best use of the administration's resources to be going after moms of young kids, basically?
Do you yourself have an opinion on the subject?
I'm more interested in yours.
Well, what percentage of the, let's just pick an even number of, say, 10 million illegal aliens. Let's say that Biden released, I think it's closer to 20 million. Let's say he released 10 million illegal aliens into the country over the last 4 years. What percentage do you think we should let stay here of those 10 million?
I'm not trying to do a game show.
No, but I'm saying, no, but.
If you think that's the best use of.
Well, hold on. But is it your view that if a Democrat president releases 10, 15, 20 million illegals into the country, they all then should get to stay forever and for all of life?
Stephen, I don't have a view about what Democratic presidents do. I'm asking what the Republican president
does for and how. Okay, so you don't want to answer the question because you know the answer is obvious. Everyone that Biden let in has to go home. Of course. I mean, it's a crazy thing to even ask. You think we should give administrative amnesty to some subset of the illegals that Biden...
I'm asking how you're prioritizing the work that...
Here's how we're prioritizing. ICE is going to continue to focus on raids against high-threat criminal aliens. We're going to use the entire force and power of the federal government to get them all home. Many will choose also to leave voluntarily and take advantage of the CBP Home app. But we are not going to ask taxpayers to subsidize the presence of a single illegal alien in this country.
And again, that was Stephen Miller outside of the White House yesterday talking to the press. And this kind of goes along again with the first 100 days. Immigration has been a huge focus, and everybody knew it was going to be, right? That was what we voted for. But, you know, you do have some of those in the press, the mainstream media, as you heard there with that reporter. They're still, you know, trying to run this game as in Trump's this evil guy deporting these individuals. When a lot of these deportations, as Stephen Miller pointed out, are of criminally charged illegal immigrants. Very few of them are here when they cross the border illegally, even though that's still a crime. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Pikesville High School AI crime update. Also, Michelle Obama. We're going to sing a song for Michelle Obama. We'll do that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A flurry of executive orders and clashes with the courts have marked the first 100 days of President Trump's second term. It's a milestone that's not going unnoticed. The president will hold a rally this evening in Michigan. One of Mr. Trump's shining accomplishments in the eyes of Senator Tom Cotton is the way the border has now been secured. UPS announcing some 20,000 job cuts this year, citing a decline in Amazon-related shipping volume. While reporting strong first-quarter results, General Motors says vehicle tariffs are prompting it to reassess its previous forecast for the rest of the year. A driver plowed his vehicle into an after-school program in Chatham, Illinois yesterday, killing four people, ranging in age from 4 to 18 years. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading higher. More details at srnnews.com.
When disaster strikes, the power goes out. And this year, it's already happening. Windstorms tearing down power lines, wildfires scorching the grid, and severe storms leaving thousands in the dark. That's why smart families are turning to the Grid Doctor 3300 from MyPatriotSupply.com. It's the only solar generator on the market with built-in EMP protection. Quiet, fume-free, rechargeable with the sun, and powerful enough to run refrigerators, freezers, and medical devices when the grid fails. But it's not just for emergencies. Use the Grid Doctor 3300 from My Patriot Supply to slash your power bill, keep your spring adventures fully charged, or light up your next backyard barbecue without relying on the grid. No gas, no noise, just reliable, portable power. Anytime, anywhere. Protect your home. Power your life. Be ready for whatever 2025 throws your way. Get the Grid Doctor 3300 now, only at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Oriole pitching has been under the microscope all season. Staff ERA the worst in the majors as the O's got set to face the Yankees last night, and then Tomo Sugano took the hill.
2-2 here. And a ridiculous splitter. Tomoyuki Sugano has pulled some serious magic rabbits out of the hat today.
Kevin Brown had it on Masson. Good description of Tomo last night. 5 stellar innings, 5 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, a season high, nothing across. And the Birds hold on for a 4-3 win over New York. Post-game comments from the manager on Tomo.
The ability to move the ball around the strike zone and change speeds to pitch. It's kind of a lost art in today's game a little bit.
Birds and Yanks tonight at 6:35. Kyle Gibson will take the hill and hopefully give that pitching staff a further boost. Ravens news, team preparing for its draft day haul to report for a rookie look-see this weekend. Among them, our first chance to see Tyler Loop, the first ever kicker drafted by the Ravens. It's the start of a new era in Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's in Buzz Williams' wallet? And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
It is late April. Our afternoon temperatures typically in the low 70s, but it is much warmer than that, not just today, but for the rest of the week. Sunshine, 84 today. Tomorrow, still sunny, still dry, 82. Thursday, one or two thundershowers possible, 78 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start your day every day at Dashen with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95, only at Dashen.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. We were talking about President Trump's first 100 days. That's what everybody's talking about today. Even Speaker Mike Johnson. Why? I don't know. I don't know why he's talking about it. I wish he'd get back to work. But my question to you at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, are you satisfied with Trump's first 100 days? 94% of you still say yes. 6% say no. I've got Jack in Reisterstown. Jack, what do you say?
I'm real happy with the first 100 days, especially the tariffs. I really don't know much about global economics or tariffs, and most people don't. But what I do know is that my TSP increased in value by 15% since April 8th. That's only 20 days. So if that's because of tariffs, then bring them on.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because there's a lot of people, Jack, that are saying that they are not big fans of the tariffs. Let me ask you about immigration. Do you think he's doing a fantastic job there?
I think he's doing a great job. I'd like to see him deport more people. I'd like to go to work for ICE as soon as I finish my tour with the federal government.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that would be great. You know, it's so crazy. There are a lot of people talking about the fact that some people are calling ICE a lot more these days to kind of tell people about individuals that they believe are in their neighborhoods illegally. I hope that that's going to make an impact on the next 100 days. But, Jack, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim.
Thank you. A great week, Jack. I did want to get into the story, and I know, Marty, there were so many people that were talking about this. This is the update with the Pikesville High School principal. If you recall, and you probably do because this is a national story, the principal at Pikesville was basically framed by the athletic director at Pikesville High School, and it was a very, you know what, first and foremost, I feel bad for the principal and I feel bad for his family, because there was this recording that went around that sounded just like the principal, and the recording was absolutely horrific. And it sounded like the principal was caught being recorded by somebody that was just trying to sound the alarm about his so-called racism. And that's what he was talking about in this clip. He was making racist comments about students, about the athletic director who was then caught in all of this. But it turned out that it was an actual deep fake, even though you know how the Biden administration said there were deep fakes. Well, this was an actual deep fake. It was made with AI. And I remember, like, you know, people jumped right on top of this situation and was like, oh, this is absolutely true. I can't believe the principal said this. The principal maintained that he didn't say any of these things. It was very bizarre because it was like they only wanted one side of the story, right? They just wanted to believe the recording and, you know, hold the principal's feet to the fire without an investigation. And I thought that was very odd. Well, anyways, there's an update to this story because, again, they found out the athletic director was behind the deep fake and he was arrested. And so yesterday he was convicted. Take a listen.
Under a plea agreement, the ex-athletic director of Pikesville Senior High School was convicted of disturbing school activities. 33-year-old Dejon Darian received a four-month sentence.
This is one of the first cases of its kind in the state of Maryland.
According to Baltimore County prosecutors, he created an artificial intelligence audio recording to make hate speech using the voice of the former high school principal.
He did this by what's referred to as an Alford plea, where he, in my mind, was still not accepting full responsibility, even though the evidence was clear what he did.
Darian is still facing federal charges of child pornography and exploitation. Those charges developed from evidence found on his phone during the AI investigation. In the state case, prosecutors said the fictitious AI recording quickly spread on social media in January of last year. Despite his denials, Principal Eric Eisworth was accused of making racist and anti-Semitic statements about students and staff. He was removed from his job.
And how that's just the repercussions of this are ongoing, even though this case is, you know, finally ended. That's just something he's going to have to deal with, you know, for forever.
Prosecutors said Darian accessed a web service called AI voice cloning to make the audio clip. Darian apologized, telling the court he did not intend to harm the school. I made a decision. I have to live with the consequences.
I mean, the capabilities are frightening. What I've learned in just looking at this and what somebody can do and create a circumstance that creates a public impression of something that's just absolutely not true. It's something that I think we need to deal with in a much more harsh way than we're able to right now.
Eiswirth, the former principal, told the judge this has caused him severe mental anguish. A police car had to be parked outside his home because of threats to him and his family. His attorney spoke for him today.
We are happy today to see that Mr. Darien has been held accountable by the criminal justice system.
The former principal has filed a civil lawsuit against Darien, Baltimore County Public Schools, and some school employees. Barry Sims, TV 11 News.
All right, so that is the update there. Dazon Darien, that's the name of the athletic director. He was, as you heard, convicted and sentenced to only 4 months. Now, I'm thinking that is because, as many people pointed out, they've never had this kind of case come before them. But this is where lawmakers are going to have to take some action here, because 4 months, in my view, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, you can weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't think 4 months is enough. I really don't. I mean, he's ruined this guy's life. As you heard there were threats against this principal. You had, at that time, County Executive Johnny Olszewski, Chief McCullough. There were so many people that came forward. I think even the CEO of Boulder County Schools out there, Miriam was out there. They were so quick to say, oh, yes, this principal will be removed, and I can't believe this happened. And they were so quick to look for racism in this story. And they were so quick for the photo op, they didn't have a whole presser about it, where they were like, oh, we are going to root out racism, and this is unacceptable, and blah, blah, blah. And the Pikesville High School principal, he kept saying, that's not me. I never said anything like this. And so somebody did suggest very early on, could it possibly have been AI? But at the time, Johnny O and friends, they weren't willing to hear that. And I thought that was odd, because, of course, you had Chief McCullough saying, well, we're investigating. The investigation has to play out. But they were still in that same presser saying, we got him, boys. You know, it was we got this racist off the streets. That's what it was, you know, giving, really. And nobody came forward to really apologize. I thought that was going to be a press conference in itself, coming forward and saying, you know what? Turns out it was AI. Turns out that the principal of high school, or Pikesville High School, isn't racist at all. They didn't do that. And so I think that this Principal Isaac, unfortunately, he's going to have to carry this around with him for the rest of his life. Now, of course, here in the, you know, the region, we'll know that it was AI and it wasn't true. But by the time the truth started to make its rounds, there were so many people that have already made up their mind that this principal said all of those things. And I think that's really sad. It really is. That principal went through hell. I will say this. There's a silver lining in the story. Maybe you see it like I see it. Dazon Darien is also being held on child pornography charges. And they said, and I believe it, they would have never found that child pornography had he not did this AI deepfake with the principal. That's the one good thing that came out of this story. And if Principal Isaac or any of his family members are listening, I know this has been an awful, awful situation for you and your family. But I hope that this leads to more arrests with this child pornography. And I hope it leads to getting whatever kids that were involved in this the help that they need and in a safe place. I know it's hard to look at it that way, but that's the silver lining in all of this. Marty in the text line is asking a very good question here. He says, Kim, I want to know who's responsible for Dazon Darien, and why was it an adequate background check done? And why has no one been held accountable for not catching the fraud? Was this about a case of a friend, or a case of being so eager to hire an African-American male that the county failed to do its due diligence or chose to look the other way? This is so much bigger than one person who appears to me to be a thief, a fraudster, a slanderer, and, of course, even a pedophile. Yeah, Marty, this guy, I don't know how they got past this. The same thing, you know, you're making me think about the teacher that shot the officer out there pumping gas at the Wilkins precinct. How did he get through the background checks, right? Because there was also something on his background that we were told that would not have come up in a background check. And we had the one caller call in and said maybe he was a DEI hire. I think that was Bill at Columbia that said that. And I still believe that that's most likely the case. And Dazon Darian, that could have been a case for him as well. But I don't know who's doing these background checks. I think they're so eager, not even just to hire, you know, DEI-wise. I think we have such a shortage when it comes to teachers and those that want to deal with these bad kids. I think there's a shortage. And they're taking, you know, whoever they can get at this point. And if you remember, Governor Wes Moore, State of the State Address, he said, oh, we're going to hire all these teachers. We're bringing more in. Are they going to be vetted properly? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Probably not. Probably not. Because they're desperate to bring the teachers in. And because, you know, the legislators here in the state, they believe that there shouldn't be any discipline in the classroom. And these kids are out of control. And teachers don't want to deal with them. And I don't blame them. That's why when I speak to a teacher on the show, I don't know if you notice, if anyone calls in and says they're a teacher, I say thank you for your service. Because that's what it's like. They're at war in some of those classrooms. It's not funny, but it's funny. It's like, what? You know, this is a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. And so I don't know who has done the vetting process, but obviously there needs to be something else done. And I will also say the amount of child pornography that we've been talking about in regards to teachers, not just here in the state of Maryland, but all across the country, I mean, it is disturbing, is it not? Is it not? We just had, Rosalind Hansen with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty on the show last week because they were talking about what's been going on in Montgomery County, right? They don't want teachers to be able, or students to be able to opt out of some of these teachings, and they had to take it to the Supreme Court for sexually explicit content to books. I don't know what's going on in regards to pedophilia and schools. And maybe this was always there, but now it's amplified because we have social media. That's possible, right? And we're dealing with these cases where people are coming forward here in the state of Maryland about sexual assault, you know, claims from when they were kids, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. Look, and I know the thing is that people always talk about it. Like therapists, they'll say, yeah, those that suffer with this, because I don't know if there's any cure for pedophilia, by the way. I don't think there is. But those that suffer with that, usually they do find themselves wanting to apply and work in jobs where they're working closely with children. We've got to vet these individuals much better than this. Much better than this. And the Dazon Darian guy, we're not getting all the info and the details yet on the child pornography charges. I don't know if these were students in, he's the athletic director. Were they students in Pikesville High School? I don't know. We're not getting any of that detail. But if that's the case, parents need to know. Because parents need to have that conversation with their kid and talk to them about whether or not they had contact with this athletic director or any other teacher. I thought that that information would at least be made public. But maybe they're trying to keep that close to the vest because of this investigation. I don't know. But it's getting, you know, this is disturbing. I've got Jamie in Catonsville. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Kim, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So my wife works in Howard County. And the kids there, they actually are so against the white nationalists or whatever, white. They come to her and say, you're too white. And one little girl says, I think you have some color in you. So I think this DEI is actually in a good way, I hate to say it, good way because you need some people of color to put some other people in color in their place without getting sued. I think there are some possibilities there to look at that side of the story.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You're not going to get any... Most of the white teachers, they're scared to death.
Yeah, I figured that much too, Jamie. I think there are a lot of people that are afraid to do really anything. Yeah. Well, Jamie, thank you so much. And tell your wife thank you for her service for us. I know it's not an easy job, for sure. You know, look, I don't know if you could put people of color in these spots just so that they could do something with these kids. And I don't... Maryland is so blue, right? Everybody's so liberal that you'll notice, like, even sometimes the adults, they're siding with the kids on some of these issues, and you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. You know, it's straight up discrimination on some of these stories that we hear. And some of these adults will be like, well, you know, we need reparations and we need this. And I'm like, what? Discrimination is discrimination, no matter how you cut it, no matter who is the one behind it. You should not accept that from anyone. But you have adults that are fine with it. I mean, look at the Maryland General Assembly. They just passed the Reparations Commission. That's discrimination. And the Legislative Black Caucus made sure to get that to the floor, and they voted on it. They voted to be discriminatory towards certain groups. They're elected officials. Idiots, but elected officials. I got John and Glen Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. I wanted to go back to your pedophilia problem.
Right.
So, fifth grade, male teacher in elementary school, public elementary school. Guy used to cruise the neighborhoods in his plushed out van in the summertime and talk to the kids. Few years later, they found him with a 13-year-old boy.
My
question is, what are the schools doing to really vet the people they're hiring? And I'm really concerned about so many individuals who have sexual organ use disorder, and the schools are bringing people in, and who knows where they're going to go with their habits.
Yeah.
So how do the taxpayers get protected from the processes that the state institutions are employing to staff their organizations?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good question. I don't know if there are any safeguards in place. That's a good question, John.
Well, it's really important that, you know, the state is supposed to protect us, you know, we're supposed to protect our kids. And how do we keep people who don't know what reproduction is, you know, with their reproductive organs? How do we keep those folks away from our children?
Yeah. I mean, look, I know they're doing their best in Florida. The problem here, you know what the problem is here. In Maryland, they're never going to do that. That's another issue that we have here in the state. John, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much. It's an issue here. But those people, they'll snap back and say, well, there are many priests that are also pedos, right? And they go back and forth all the time. Coming up next, real quick, we're going to talk about Michelle Obama. You know, she's making her podcast much popular by saying really stupid things. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you came into the country illegally, you should be forced to leave. And honestly, no due process, because you gave no due process to our laws to come in here. And guess what? Anywhere else in the world, you would not be given the same sort of largesse that our government ladled upon the illegals who came here because Democrats wanted to get them signed up for benefits and then vote.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Michelle Obama, her podcast isn't very popular, but it's getting more popular by the day because she says all these silly things, and they make it on X as little clips. Right now, or just yesterday, I should say, she was talking about racism from 50 years ago. Take a listen.
Couldn't be. We couldn't walk around saying valedictorian, straight-A student, speaks excellent, has excellent diction if you give them a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew very early on that no one was going to see beyond the color of our skin at an early age. And that could get you in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about that fear, I'm sure that fear has been tested across your life in so many different places. And I wonder, what would you say has been the most hardest recent test of that fear? Because it's not one of those fears that you kind of get over and it just goes away. It kind of shows its head in many different ways, I imagine.
Well, in this current climate for me, it's, you know, what's happening to immigrants. You know, so it's not the fear for myself anymore. I drive around in a 4-car motorcade with a police escort. I'm Michelle Obama. I do still worry about my daughters in the world, even though they are somewhat recognizable. So my fears are for what I know is happening out there in streets all over the city.
First of all, why does Michelle Obama have a 4-car motorcade? Get that out of here. That's my tax dollars going to waste right there. But she's still talking about racism. And she even mentioned her brother being pulled over, I guess, on a scooter when he was 12 years old. And so I have a little song for Michelle Obama. This is what I need you to do, Michelle.
Let it go. Let it go.
Just let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Just let it go, Michelle.
Let it go.
Racism is no longer kicking your butt. I promise you that. I had to play that. I'm sorry. Michelle Obama still talking about racism from 50 years ago. And now she can't sleep at night because illegal immigrants are being rounded up. Michelle, stop it. Stop, Michelle. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm sure we'll have lots to discuss. Have a great afternoon.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you...